Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. We have begun the discussion on barakah and blessings in one's life, in iman, in taqwa, in a'mal, barakah in business also. And those factors that contribute to barakah in a person's life and his business. Thus far we had mentioned that a person should fulfill the rights of the goods that he purchases for the sake of business. That he purchases the goods and he fulfills the rights of the goods also. The second point, contentment. The third point, treating family members well. The fourth point, we'll begin discussion today in regards to barakah, blessings, is abstaining from sin. Al-ijtinab anil ma'asi. To refrain, to abstain, to refrain from breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is deprived of sustenance. A man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. That a person is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقُ بِذَمٍّ يُسِيبُهُ. So these are one of the factors that destroys the barakat in a person's business. The barakat is lost in his life and his health also. Because of ma'asi, because of sins, he perpetrates, he breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has blessed him with a business, but within that ni'mat of Allah, that a person is drowning in the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and together with that he is drowning in the sins, breaking the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For that will deprive him from the barakah and the blessings from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore a person should introspect that what is the blockage right now. The example that is given, a person purchases a brand new car, or he sends the car for a service. Everything is 100%. Tire pressure is 100%, the oil, the gearbox, everything. But when he goes to start the vehicle, is that starting right now? Is a problem. Then after some tests, diagnostics, he finds there's a blockage in the fuel pump. Just one blockage only. Everything is fine, but just a blockage in the fuel pump, and the car does not want to move. Ulama say, the example is the same, that everything may be fine in a person's life. Five times salah is there also. And he'll say also, Mawlana, I'm performing my namaz, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But he doesn't realize his one sin in his life, the shaitan and nafs, has got him involved into, and that has become the blockage from all the barakats. I'm doing everything right. But doesn't understand this one thing that you're just overlooking. And you don't regard this to be a sin, breaking the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is overlooked and that's blocking everything. To the extent that becomes the blockage for his kalima at the time of maut also. So a person feels, I'm doing everything right. I know how to run the business. I know it in and out. I did the management. I got my degree also in business management. But this something is not right with this business. Is that something wrong with the business? I would introspect, something is wrong with me right now. So just because of his sin, this can block the person's sustenance opening up from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama explain, in this period of time right now, there is such a sin that has become so common that nobody regards it to be a sin anymore. To the extent Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say that in every single period of time when sin became rife, to the extent that the sin became a mean of destruction for that ummah, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent the Nabi would come and remind the people that don't get involved in this type of sin, it will lead to your destruction. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, they were destroyed because of their pride over their long span of life. They lived for very long, but this created pride in them. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam came to give them the da'wah. They don't worship yourselves, worship one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, they began cheating in weight and measure. Therefore Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent Shu'ib alayhi salatu salam to invite them away from this pride that they had, from this cheating that they had in regards to their business. Isa alayhi salatu salam, medicine was prevalent, people had pride in it. But therefore he came with miracles to take them away. You think you can do miracles with your medicine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power is way beyond that. Don't have pride over that. Qawmi Thamud, the people of Thamud and Ad, they had pride over their power, their strength, that they would carve their homes in the mountains. This became a means of their destruction. Qawmi Lut, people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they got involved in sodomy. Allah Ta'ala sent the Nabi that invited them. When he came to the Arabs, they were involved in every vice. Whatever vice was found before in the past ummats and nations that destroyed them, all were found at one time. And then they had pride over their literature, their poetry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and challenge them. They know Arabic so well. So Allah ta'ala revealed Alif Lam Mim, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, as a tahaddi lahum, as a challenge to them. That they say they know Arabic, tell them to translate or to make tafsir or to explain Alif Lam Mim. So we can't understand it. But it belongs, these are letters that belong to your language, that you take pride over, that you know Arabic so well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rendered them helpless. We don't understand this. This is Quran. So ulama say that in every given period of time, Allah ta'ala sent a Nabi to explain to the people not to get involved in this vice and sin. And presently, if the door of Nubuwwat was still open, it's closed, Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, if it had to be open, then ulama say Allah would have sent a Nabi in this period of time to warn the masses and the people of the evil action and sin of bad nazri and evil glances, abuse of the eye. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an undertaking and a promise. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. O Nabi of Allah, Allah will not destroy them as long as you are amongst them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And if you are not amongst them, then Allah will not destroy them as long as they make istighfar and tawbah. But we can find right now that the ummah, what level the ummah is gone, involved in evil glances at haram, and hardly no tawbah or no tawbah at all. We don't regard this disease as a major sin anymore. Nothing wrong with it. Permissible to look at pictures, videos, apps, reels, shorts, whatever it may be called. Music in the background, and all the vices perpetrated right now, with the ni'mat of Allah, drowning in the ni'mat of Allah, and drowning in the sin against Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We can imagine the sin right now, how is this blocking the halal sustenance of the ummah? That now they're looking for rosy and sustenance in haram. Just because of the abuse of the eye. How deep the sin has penetrated the ummah, and the kuffar know. They've studied Quran Sharif also. Easiest way to allow this ummah, to destroy this ummah, is to break down slowly, slowly the sensitivity in regards to sin. So pre-pack it, give it to them in a halal manner, and so to say a Sharia compliant manner. Just put the term there and make it fine. The Muslim app or a Muslim channel or a Muslim account. So it's halal and permissible. But this is closing the doors right now. So a person might feel, but I'm engaged in this sin, but my rosy is open, I'm still enjoying life. But then see from where the rosy is coming, sustenance is coming. Is it a halal avenue? Completely halal. Somewhere is involved in some haram because of the abuse of the eye. So when it comes to this, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says a man is deprived of sustenance because of his sin which he commits. So the abuse of the eye has become very widespread. And no one making istighfar and tawbah to the extent the ummah and the children also are sleeping, looking at the big screen. Falling asleep they also. Whether they be cartoons, nowadays satanic. And we see the effect on the children. that how they become characters also. One is a cartoon character he's looking at, and he is also becoming a character. He can't stand still, can't sit still, can't speak properly also. And then the vulgarity, the swearing, the disruptiveness, the destruction he's causing. When a child goes into these two things, he becomes destructive and disruptive. Destructive is breaking things in the house, and the parents think he's cute. Disruptive, he has no respect whatsoever. And now they're taking videos of him also, uploading. See how cute the child is. So now even the adults don't even know what is right, what is wrong. No more tawbah, no more istighfar. All these sins have become prevalent, and the doors of halal sustenance are closing. So there's no tawbah, no istighfar. So regards to the abuse of the eye, whether male or female, has become rampant right now because of the cell phone. Before, ulama say, if a person wanted to perpetrate a sin, some haram, whether he wants to go dancing somewhere, or music somewhere, or some cinema somewhere, he had to leave his home and go. Now they've designed such a gadget, you don't have to leave home, it's all in your bedroom, in your hand. Is everything there, all packed together, perpetrating every guna and sin, and he thinks, now there will be barakat in my life. Allah Ta'ala protect. Just one example, we'll conclude on. A youngster was involved in haram also, doing online business and thinking now that I'm making a lot of money. But with that online business, the temptation of sin, got involved in pornography and all the haram websites, subscribing to them. And then he would receive emails, updates every day from the haram sites. Had the email set up also to send those haram videos and pictures to all his friends. A youngster got diagnosed with cancer. It's become very common. Where it stems from, where it comes from, ulama have a very deep discussion in regards to bad nazri, evil glances, and a person abuses the eye. So to say, there's explosion taking place within his body, within his undergarment, looking at haram, things happen within him. And slowly, slowly, it weakens his function as a man, her function as a woman, where it's become a common problem in the West and even in many countries, that now there are special clinics, because a person cannot function at the time where he's intimate with the wife, all because of abuse of the eye. Youngster got diagnosed with cancer, passed away, buried him. Let's sort out his bedroom, whatever he has in there, distribute it. Open his laptop, finally they get into it. He's in the qabr already, hisab kitab already started. Questioning already started. Before we were talking about sadqa jariya, now it's sin that is jariya. When they open the laptop, go into his emails, they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What filthy emails he receives every day, not only receiving it, but he's BC'd to so many friends of his. And he's already in the qabr. What must be the condition there right now? They try to contact the webmaster, certain sites, say, sorry, we can't stop it, he's already paid the yearly subscription. It's already paid for. So many months are still left. We can imagine the condition of the youngster and what his parents are going through. Just the filthy habit of looking at haram landed him into this situation. He's in the qabr, and left behind in this world wasn't sadqa jariya. It's some good deed that will continue, I'll get the reward in the qabr. Here the haram activity still carrying on in dunya above the earth, what will be the condition below the earth? So therefore this is such a sin, my dear brothers, the abuse of the eye, that has caused many doors of much khair and barakat. So the hadith again, and man is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits in regards to abuse of the eye, bad nazri. We'll continue the discussion inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.